Joining us now to talk more about this incident is Mary Schiavo, the former Inspector General for the Department of Transportation. Mary, a lot of people are listening to this and thinking, wow, there was only one person there. What if there were a medical emergency?
Yes, and I think there's more to this story because there does have to be a supervisor. Now, many times the controller who's on duty can also serve as the supervisor, but everybody will remember the mid-air collision over the Hudson River where there was only one controller and he was talking to his girlfriend about a dead cat, and the supervisor was out of the tower. So there's more to this story, and I think it will come out in the hours and days ahead because, as the news setup piece said, there's also other duties, ground control once you actually get on the ground, and that should have been performed by the ground controller. And, of course, the old airline has a dispatch that can help as well. So I think there's more to the story to come.
And I guess it's kind of surprising that not only is it permissible at some level to have one air traffic controller, one person in the tower at any one time, but that something hasn't gone wrong before this.
Well, actually, it has. When I was Inspector General, we had a number of incidents, including air traffic controllers falling asleep in the tower. I remember one in particular, I think it was in Toledo, Ohio, where not only did this controller fall asleep in the tower, they eventually had to actually go there and bang on the door, even break it down to arouse the controller. And there have been medical emergencies as well. But usually it's a situation where the supervisor is absent, and it's usually on the late night shift. So it's happened before. What's disturbing is many times the controllers are not fired. For example, the controllers that were on duty or supposed to be on duty at the Hudson Midair have not been fired. And you really have to wonder why.
That seems just outrageous, Mary. How could that happen? And how could we be in a situation where we know we've had incidents like this, as you've just detailed for us, and we haven't set up a system to make sure it never could happen?
Well, the FAA, at least the air traffic control supervisors, will say that they do have a system where it's not supposed to happen, but people, of course, don't always follow the rules. And what has to happen in that case, for example, where the supervisor didn't have control of the situation, wasn't in the tower, wasn't on duty, and somebody fell asleep, I think both should be subject to discipline. And I think falling asleep in a very busy tower like Reagan, a very important tower, because you have to coordinate traffic from all the other airports as well, certainly should be an offense for which you should be removed from your duties. But that's the problem with the FAA. Many times they circle the wagons and they don't, they protect someone who's in trouble and they will transfer them, but often they retain their job as a controller.
Mary, we're told that regional air traffic control was able to handle things perfectly well and they are capable of that at any time. The real problem would have been if there was any kind of maintenance equipment on the runways at National. Is that a fact?
Well, it is a fact, although when the runway should not have maintenance equipment on them at all, because then that runway would not be operational and the lighting, et cetera, would have to reflect that. But certainly in taxiing and instructions for taxiing where you're going, now once you're on the ground, of course, your own airline dispatch can assist as well. But yes, the controller has many responsibilities, not the least of which is just guide you to land, but it's also to separate traffic, watch out for any problems, emergency. And in Washington, Reagan, in the Washington, D.C. area, you have the added watchfulness for any intruding traffic. Obviously, people are well aware that they have to get in their seats 30 minutes, be in their seats 30 minutes before landing, and the D.C. is considered a terrorist target environment. So the air traffic controller has other duties as well, watching for intruders in the airspace.
Now, Mary, we're talking about large facilities here in major cities that are big airports, but there are a lot of airports that planes use every day that aren't so big. What are they like?
Well, as I mentioned, I mean, it has happened before, particularly in smaller, less busy airports. Controllers do fall asleep or get sick. Or we had one investigation where this plane left the tower. They went out in the parking lot and were messing around in the parking lot, I remember, in one investigation. And so what needs to be done is obviously very strict rules and that they must be followed at all times. But, you know, it does happen, and then some of the time it's not so, if somebody could have been sick and fallen asleep, et cetera, and sometimes it's monkey business as well. So I've pretty much seen it all, but none of it should be tolerated. It really is a situation where the government has to be tough on people who break these rules.
Mary, appreciate your input this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Schiavo is a former Inspector General for the Department of Transportation.